Ladies and gentlemen, we are now beginning program 5 of the Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I am your host, Marshall Wood. And even though, yes, this is program 5, and it's part of this sequence where we're talking about what's wrong with Georgia, there's really an overarching and overriding theme that is, what's wrong with Georgia and why is America on the brink of utter destruction? And I'm saying that with vehemence and a greater degree of certitude than I have in previous programs. And I want you to know that Program 5 is not a separate program. It is simply a continuation of Program 4. And Program 6 will be a continuation of 5. And 6 will continue on into 7 and so forth until the FCC takes us off the air, until we get canceled, until I run out of money because I can't fund this anymore, or until Wes kicks me off the air. I'm going to keep repeating what this program represents, the bigger picture that everybody needs, because America's past, America's present, and what's left of America's future is firmly written in black and white. And in the last 72 hours, I've come across some information that has underscored this and makes the rest of this program, in my view, very probable. Well, that said, let's begin it this way. My position is what I've said is coming, is no longer coming. It is here, not yet as violently as I expected it to arrive, but the change, fundamental change of America that Obama telegraphed, that actually began back in the 30s with the Roosevelts and was enhanced greatly by Johnson and Jimmy Peanut Carter, and accelerated dramatically under Bill and Hillary Clinton. And then, folks, the big gun came on board, Barack Hussein Obama. And he continues to be our president, not that empty suit, vacuous ninny that stumbles around on the stage and says stupid things while people pretend, oh, he's smart. No, folks, it's here. It is here. Whatever I've seen coming and I've attempted to articulate for the last 5 or 6 years in hundreds of pages that I've written, it's here. And I realize that this week. Well, as long as Donald J. Trump is living and on the stage and having influence on American politics, there can be no sin peace. What is sin peace, Woody? Well, there was the nuclear peace because the Soviet Union and America could assure each other of mutual total destruction with the nuclear weapons, and that was so terrible that nobody wanted to risk it, that we had a nuclear peace. War, actually the period between 1945 and the dissolution of the Soviet Union, was some of the most peaceful time in human history. Fewer people died, let's put it that way, in spite of what the communists were doing. Fewer people died between 45 and the early 90s than any other time, I think, in our history or recorded history. That was a nuclear peace. We have a sin peace. And the sin peace is that as long as we allow people to do their debauchery, to do whatever seems right in their own eyes, in other words, there's no authority and no law and order in the land, as long as that's permitted, well, there'll be peace. It'll be inconvenient and a lot of problems, but there will be no disruption by those who are currently disrupting things, because they'll be safe and have the opportunity to live in their homes in San Francisco and eat all the ice cream that Nancy Pelosi may want to eat while the world goes to hell. Sin peace. As long as Donald J. Trump's on the scene, impacting politics and alive, there can be no send peace because in spite of his warts, the man stands for what I stand for, the Judeo-Christian ethic. He believes in law and order. He believes in authority. He believes in the America that, because we're similar age, what he and I grew up under, the America we did, that understood faith, family, and free enterprise, that now is being looked at as the enemy in the great inversion of Isaiah 5:20, the warning, woe to those who make good evil and evil good. And there has never been a more adept group at doing that than the DNC and their operatives, the Democrat Party. And if you're a Democrat, folks, you're heading to hell, and you better understand that. You're heading to hell if you are a member of the Democrat Party and are supporting what it's doing. And you can't be a member of the Democrat Party and not support abortion, not support the LGBTQ and all the other perversions. Yeah, I said perversions. That they stand for. You have to make your choice. You have to make your choice between what has worked in the past and will continue to work in the future if you embrace it and live it and defend it, or embrace that last verse of the book of Judges. And in that day there was not a king, no source of authority in the land, and the people did what was right in their own eyes. When you do that, there's a sin peace, but then you pay the sin price. The culture dies and souls rot in hell. I make the following statement that I'm going to read to you as an educated opinion based on military intelligence background, low level, but nonetheless a different date I was involved with. Study of the Cycles of History by Arnold Toynbee, Paul Johnson, Pyrrhom Sorokin, Oswald Spengler, and the others. My global operational military experience, my repeated and comprehensive study of the Bible, and my highly anomalous current events right now that we've never before seen in this nation. As long as Donald Trump is on the scene, the enemies of freedom will not be content, the Democrats. If Trump regains power, and therefore the moral Americans with him, the evil people, the real government and corporate criminals, will then be exposed and punished, and they cannot let that happen. They will not. And this last week I've realized the power is in that corner now, and it probably is not going to be given up. I'm going to develop that in a minute. But let me tell you what could happen in this country. What could happen? Secular, military, and historical scenario is what follows. A number of foreign nations are probably working together, as did the Axis powers of World War II, working in common cause to eliminate America as a global power. Their strategy is to destroy the American economy entirely. Democrats are doing their part to make that happen, as well as rhinos. To create irreparable social division that prevents a national consensus to mount an effective military counterassault in the event of an opportune military strategic or terrorist-style attack, and then to demoralize the effective, productive, traditional American citizenry that represents its inherent cultural stability. Galvanized by external and internal subversives, outside and inside subversives, can you say Joe Biden and the Democrats, among others, Black Lives Matter, Fannie Willis, social chaos with overwhelming street violence, financial panic, loss of confidence in national leadership, and a limited but crippling weapons of mass destruction detonation in several U.S. major population centers will likely occur immediately prior to the expected elections this time next year. What action is necessary? Because internal subversives, including those embedded agents in Congress, have failed to this point to eliminate the highly nationalistic Donald J. Trump and his miscreant, deplorable operatives, that's me, who is the sole remaining obstacle in the world to some person or some national confederation gaining control over this productive nation. Probable internal actions: expect three waves of terrorism. The first is a BLM anti-terrorism Tifa, violent street demonstrations increasing in intensity and frequency during the GOP convention just before the election. Expect random brutal mass killings in remote areas by marauding drug gangs that will emerge from the inner city and the mass border crossings. It'll eclipse anything we've ever seen before. That's to create terror in the population. And thirdly, currently in place Islamic cells, yes, sir, they're in northwest Mexico already, will eventually interdict critical infrastructure and set uncontrollable Western wildfires, leading to martial law and the cancellation of the POTUS elections. Yes, I don't believe there'll be an election in 2024. Probable external actions. China will call the U.S. debt. They already own several $1 trillion of U.S. assets. U.S. debt. Hyperinflation will grip the U.S. and financial chaos will reign on Wall Street. There'll be a series of nuclear, biologic, or chemical detonations in three, four, a few more population centers that will collapse our medical resources, our insurance companies, and the national will to resist. That's already predicted by a major briefer of Congress. The United Nations will be called in by the National Crisis Manager, then Nancy Pelosi, acting in lieu of a missing president, to restore order, and the World Court will then rule America. The result, no POTUS election, a national collapse as a meaningful self-governing entity, and then third world status. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about the Bible-based scenario of what could happen, and then we're going to talk about the realities of today and what I learned in the last 48 hours. I hope you'll come back to segment two of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white, to hear what else I have to say. God bless you.